Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
A lot of times, listen, we take your calls, we take your texts, we see it all. Like, we're not the radio show. We're here. We're in the studio. We're in Los Angeles. We can't escape you. We wouldn't if we wanted to. So if you hit us up, 877-971-HITS. We had stuff planned, man. I had on my schedule, I have talking about some survey of America, tell you about the trends whatever.
But let's be serious. That's kind of boring.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
that. Spice things up. It's Friday, right?
I don't want to talk about any of that.
Yeah.
So when you call us with your drama, with your issues, with your things, you call or text us. We will talk about it. We will put you on the air, especially if it's something that's going to be, and dare I call this a radio tease. What we're going to talk about now, we are going to have to follow up with on Monday. Hello. It is, so call us if you have drama, because this one, I have Tammy from LA on the phone right now, and she, from what I'm reading on the call box, has a predicament, and we need your input on what she should do. 877-971-HITS. Call or text us now. Tammy, what is happening in your life?
Hey, good morning, guys. So first, don't judge me, okay? Because this was all in the spirit of best intentions.
You know, but you know, when you start something with "don't judge me," everybody's like judgment ready to go.
But seriously, okay, you gotta like see my side. Okay,
we got your back.
All right, what
We're
happened?
Here for you.
Okay, cool. Okay, so all right, my roommate and I, of course, we're friends, period, you know, and my roommate, you know, has been kind of like in a slump for like a, you know, past couple of months or what have you. And so, you know, I'm just like, I know she's like a really great person and, you know, like she's really like sweet and fun. And I just was just tired of seeing her in this slump. So I kind of created like a fake profile on this dating app and that I know she's on, and I've been like talking to her for the past like couple of months. And
wait, what? Like, you're
Wait, hold on.
You're living like the version of how Stella got her groove back. Like, you are literally.
Listen, it was all in like the best intentions, honestly.
Yeah,
because
her heart was in the right place.
Yeah, because, like, you know, she's, like, all kind of, like, down on herself, and, you know, she's, like, you know, because I have my own, you know, boyfriend, and, you know, she sees, like, me doing things, and she's just kind of, like, you know, we invite her to stuff, and she's, like, the third wheel, but I don't want her to keep feeling like that, you know, and she's kind of, like, become introverted. So, you know, I've created this profile, you know, this guy named Antonio, and I just kind of, like, you know, convinced her to, like, join, you know, the app, too. And so, you know, with that, I was able to, like, you know, message her and stuff through there. And so from there, like, we've kind of been talking, and she's actually a pretty dope girl, to be honest with you. Like, you know, she started to open up to me, and I just, you know, started talking to her. And so I'm taking, like, my inside knowledge, and I'm, like, applying it, you know.
Oh, no. So you're, like, you're literally talking to her about the things she wants to, like, you know her, so you know the things she's going to love? Did we lose Tammy? Tammy!
Are you still there?
Tammy!
Oh, I'm here.
But here's the thing.
My God, I was on the edge of my seat right there.
She's like falling hard for this guy, and then it's going to be worse because you're going to have to stage like a breakup. And
yeah,
she's going to be even like in a darker place.
Okay. So listen, I kind of got in too deep. I'm going to be honest with you guys, because I like scheduled a date with her for this Saturday.
No.
Well, that's not smart.
I was just going with the flow. Like, this relationship is like better than mine. I was like, oh, my friend, like, she started like dressing like herself better and going to the gym. Like, you know, she's getting her hair done and she's like more talkative and she's more like, you can just really see the difference in her. Like, you can just really see the pep in her step.
Can
you know?
I ask you a question? Are you into her?
You know, like... I had to check myself for a minute, honestly. Okay. I was like, oh.
So hold on. So when is this? So you said set up a date, but like what? When? When's it happening? When's it supposed to happen? It clearly can't happen unless you're going to show up and just be like, surprise, it was me.
Yeah, like I've been sweating bullets because it's supposed to be this Saturday. So I'm trying to figure out, like, do I just come clean and tell her, hey, I'm sorry, but you know this is what happened, no. Or like should I just like wait the date? Yeah,
wow.
Like, or should I flake the date as the guy? You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
could you find a guy to go out with her? Like find someone, maybe go on a dating app and find someone else.
You just
want to
like send
a
stunt double, Chelsea?
Kind of. I mean, I just feel bad for her now. I'm really feeling for the friend.
And Antonio Reloaded. That is
right. And see, that's the thing. I don't want to give her like. I mean, that's a cool idea, but the thing is, like, what if the dude's psycho? Like, I don't want to hurt my friend. You know.
Yeah.
I do. I find like, listen, you're in hot water. You're stuck in a lot of ways. But what I would.
I know.
You know, we have to take a break. We're going to come back, though, and I want to hear your thoughts. 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487. We're going to keep Tammy on the line because I do think that's interesting, Chelsea. You're a single woman. What would you rather have? If you were in her roommate's position, would you rather have a guy ghost and never get closure? Would you rather have like a you can't do face-to-face breakup, but that's going to be real weird. But like a breakup over text, would you like how would you want it to end? We're going to come back with your thoughts on the matter. 877-971-HITS. How do you get out of catfishing your roommate? What do you do this Saturday? You know, I just talked the other day about how my parents have been divorced for 8 years. And I had a couple drinks. And I told my dad to go get his groove back on a dating website.
Now,
am I regretting that? Yes, because he emails me to ask me questions about what he should reply to people. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm not trying to be in the middle of this. I was just the instigator.
But the whole point is that when you have someone that you care about that's going through a hard time, maybe a drought,
right.
You want them to just get out there and be happy. And Tammy's roommate was clearly going through that kind of down point, that drought, per se.
Yeah, and so what Tammy did was she saw her roommate in a state of sadness and like, no one likes me. And she set up a dating app, or set up a profile on a dating app.
Coming from a good place.
And she catfished her. I mean, that's basically what she did. She catfished her roommate. But what she saw when she did that was her roommate getting her nails done, getting her hair done, going to the gym, feeling confident. She saw that swag back in her roommate. And the problem is that Tammy set up a little bit of a date on Saturday. And... doesn't know the best way to get out of it. And I think that's interesting because do you ghost? Do you tell? Do you come clean? Do you break up with her? Like, there's so many ramifications that could be detrimental to your roommate moving on. Chels, how would you, if this were your scenario, what would you rather have Tammy do? Ghost, break up with you, come clean.
Well, first I thought to myself, oh my God, she can't tell her because that's going to ruin their friendship. Because I instantly would feel so just
betrayed.
Betrayed, exactly. You know, but I mean, the more I do think about it, it's kind of like the fact that she's seeing this change in her. She's seeing her kind of, you know, back to her old self, taking care of herself. It could be a conversation where she sits down and just kind of admits it to her. Says, you know, I catfished you, but I love what I've seen from you. And, you know, there's so much more out there right now. And I want you to kind of make this change. You know, I think it's that having that friendship conversation.
From the text line 714, and I love this. It's you got to tell her the date's not happening because you don't want that confidence to be broken. But you need to break up with her in a way where she moves on with that swag, keeps it going. All right, 877-971-HITS. Let's go to the phone lines. Mel from Ventura. Listen, you're in too deep. You've catfished your roommate. What do you do? How do you end this in a way that doesn't ruin everything?
I think that because she's already pretended to be this guy, that she should continue to be the guy and break it off. Because her friend is going to have major trust issues with her.
Right.
If I was living with her, if she did that to me, I wouldn't want to talk to her anymore.
I know.
Right. It's weird. You can't like tell her, like, yo, I thought you were sad and lonely and a loser, and I wanted to get...
Oh, yeah, and now you just made me feel more of a loser by pretending like some guy's talking to me and I told you certain things maybe I wouldn't even tell you.
And also, she was... She was super vulnerable. And, like, that's the thing, too. I'd feel, like, icky afterwards. I'd be like, I opened up to this guy. Who knows what their conversation has been, but, like, you saw what I said. I don't know. It feels so icky all around. I agree with you.
Like, because sometimes you open up to people that you don't know and you want to tell them things like about yourself because they don't know you. So maybe those are things she wouldn't have told her roommate, and now she's going to be stuck living with a person who like defied her. I would be really upset.
Yes, mm-hmm. for sure. Thank you very much. I appreciate your input. Garland from LA, you're in deep. You're catfishing your roommate. How do you resolve this? What do you do? What are your opinions?
I think she should go on the date as herself and just have her friend come over and just talk to her and tell her that, you know, what her intentions were. You know, she saw the improvement with her thinking that she had a guy. So maybe this will encourage her to actually really get on the dating sites and actually find someone.
So you think this is like a moment where you can have like almost a come to Jesus reckoning where you're like, listen, I know I shouldn't have done this, but the things I've seen in you, doing your hair, doing your nails, going to the gym, being confident, that's you. That is the real you. You don't need a guy to do that.
Exactly.
That's amazing. I appreciate that perspective. That is really good. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Chelsea, we've got drama.
I know, so much drama. Gosh. It is. She's found herself in a bit of a pickle,
it's
for sure.
It's such an interesting perspective because, granted, we all agree that catfishing roommate is wrong.
Yeah, please
but also,
don't do that.
When you
learn
see,
that from this story we're telling right now, please.
Nah. And also MTV, you don't need to do that. Yeah. But I will say, like, seeing somebody have that confidence again and how do you get out of that situation is interesting. Tammy, are you there? Tammy.
Yes, I'm here.
Tammy, so you heard what people said. I mean, I got to be honest. I understand ghosting. I understand breaking up in a confident way. But man, that idea of just sitting down and being like almost a rom-com style ending where like, this is the real you. You had it in you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You're not sure what you're going to do, right? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm still because I so want to do that, but it's like I'm so freaking nervous, you guys, because like if this goes bad, like that's my roommate, so
right.
I have to see her like every day for like the remaining months that we live together. You know what I mean? So I'm like,
yeah, someone's gonna
I'm
be short
like,
on their
really
cable
nervous,
bill
like,
if you.
Bloody nervous.
All right, so if it's okay with you, because I'm not gonna put you on the spot right now. You got some really good insight from people, but can we check in with you on Monday around this time? Let people know. Like I need to know.
I know
because I really want to know if you can have that moment where like yo, it's like what is it? Like a movie where it's like you know she's all that. Where you're like you're all that. Is that okay if we check in with you on Monday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh.
Hopefully I'm still here on Monday.
Jesus. I know, I'm so nervous. All right, Monday, we're going to check in and find out if Tammy came clean on the catfishing.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.